麦昆的知音服务源于聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年4月17日，星期三。我们再次荣幸地邀请到了 Radhachuran Prabhu， 为我们继续来讲解《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita。
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Ram Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Lama, Lama, Hare Hare.
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 16, The Lord's Attempt to Go to Vrindavan.
今天我们继续阅读《永恒的 Chaitanya 经》Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 中篇逍遥的第十六章，主试图去往 Vrindavan.
So this is a recording.
今天呢，我们是一个提前的录音。
Therefore, we won't be able to take questions. If you have any, send them, and then we will answer them next week.
所以呢，我们就没有办法来直接的回答大家提出的问题。如果大家有问题，请还是发过来，然后我们下周呢，统一来回答。
We continue reading from the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya's attempt to go to Vrindavan.
我们继续来阅读。有关于主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去往 Vrindavan 的努力。
We read last week that Lord Chaitanya was surrendered first by his closest associates.
上周我们谈到了，首先呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 周围都环绕着那些离他最亲近的同游。
Who began to walk with him from Puri towards Bengal.
那这些同游们就和他一起从 Puri 徒步走向
And on the way, the king made all sorts of arrangements for Lord Chaitanya's safe journey and comfort.
那么在这一路上面呢，为了主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 行程上的这个舒适还有方便，所以呢，这个 Puri 的国王做出了一系列的安排。
Ramananda Roy was also with Lord Chaitanya because it was very difficult for him to be separated.
那 Ramananda Roy 呢也一路跟随着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 因为要让他和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离实在是太难了。
And there were also thousands of people who were following Lord Chaitanya because just by seeing him, they became very attached to Krishna consciousness.
那还有成千上万的人都一路追随着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。因为只是见到马哈帕布，他们就得到了非常在 Krishna 知觉上面得到了非常长足的进步。
Then an argument ensued between Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit.
然后接下来就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Gadadhar Pandit 之间的一个争论。
Gadadhar Pandit had taken a vow to never leave Puri.
那 Gadadhar Pandit 曾经立下过一个誓言，就是永世不离开Puri.
And Lord Chaitanya had placed him to care for the Gopinath deity.
而且呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他也把照看 Gopinath 的神像的这个服务托付给了 Gadadhar Pandit.
But out of love for Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar Pandit had left Puri and he had left his service to Gopinath, which made Lord Chaitanya very unhappy.
但是呢，出于对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 深深的爱 ，Gadadhar Pandit 呢，却就是离开了 Puri， 并且要离开他对 Gopinath 的神像的这个服务，而这样的一个举动呢，令 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常的不快。
Lord Chaitanya was happy with the fact that Gadadhar Pandit was prepared to do anything to give pleasure to Lord Chaitanya.
那么 Gadadhar Pandit 为了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的喜悦能够做一切，这一点让 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 其实内心是非常的喜悦的。
But he was not satisfied with Gadadhar Pandit's external behavior.
但是呢，就 Gadadhar Pandit 外在的行为而言， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是不满意的。
So we had discussion about this and we had questions about this.
那关于这一点呢，我们之前讨论过，而且呢，也提出了一些问题。
That what is higher to the eyes of the disciple may not be higher to the eyes of the spiritual master.
就是说对于门徒而言，那些看似更高的那个事物，或者说那个原则，和在这个灵性导师眼里的是不一样的。
When the spiritual master gives an instruction to the disciple should follow that instruction, even if it is difficult to follow.
那么当一位灵性导师给一个门徒训谕的时候，门徒呢，应当不惜一切代价，努力的去实现灵性导师所给予他的训谕，即便是非常的艰难。
Also, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions that a devotee should be prepared to accept difficulties if it's for the benefit of spiritual progress.
那 Srila Rupa Goswami 也说呢，一个奉献者如果是为了他的灵性上的进步的话，应当是勇于或者说乐于去接受一些困境的。
And only accept what is favorable for progress.
只接受那些有利于灵性进步的事物。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed his disappointment.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这里表达的一种情绪就是失望。
And told Gadadhar Pandit, "You will please me if you return to Puri and no other way."
所以呢，他就对 Gadadhar Pandit 说呢。除非你能够回 Puri， 否则的话我会一直非常的不高兴。
And then Lord Chaitanya got on the boat and he left.
所以呢 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就这样子就带着这样的心情就上了船就离开了。
Gadadhar Pandit immediately fell unconscious to the ground.
那这个时候呢 Gadadhar Pandit 呢就晕倒在了地上。
SoLord Chaitanya instructed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to bring Gadadhar Pandit back to Puri with him.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就命令Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya 把 Gadadhar Pandit 带回 Puri.
And he explained to him the behavior, the why Lord Chaitanya acted that way by quoting the example of Krishna.With grandfather Bhishma.
那在这里呢，就引用了就是 Krishna 和老祖父Bhishma 在一起的那段逍遥时光，来解释 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心情。
During the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna made a promise.
就是在这个库鲁之野的战场上，主 Krishna 曾经有一个承诺。
And that promise was that he would not take weapons.
在那个承诺当中他说过他是不会用任何武器的。
But when he saw Arjuna in danger,
但是当他看到 Arjuna 处在危机中的时候
because Bhishmadev was going to kill him,
因为呢 Bhishmadev 呢即将会杀死这个 Arjuna,
Then Lord Krishna took the weapon,
这个时候主 Krishna 就拿出了武器
which was the wheel of the chariot.
那这个武器呢就是这个车轮
And he was rushing towards Bhishmadev to kill him.
他就举起这个车轮冲向这个 Bhishmadev 要杀死他。
So Krishna broke his promise.
所以呢可以说就是 Krishna 打破了自己的誓言。
to protect his devotee.
就是为了去保护他的奉献者的。
And similarly, Lord Chaitanya left your company to protect your vows.
所以同样的就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就离开了你，也是为了去保护你，就是打破了他的这个誓言。
So it was already difficult for Sarvabhautacharya to return because he was also feeling separation from Lord Chaitanya.
那么对于 Sarvabhautacharya 来说，要和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 分离，已经是一件非常困难的事情了。
And him and Gadara Pandit had to return to Puri.
那他呢和 Gadara Pandit 就得回 Puri 去。
But Lord Chaitanya was more attached to the devotees performing their duties.
但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他更爱看到奉献者去认真地履行自己的职责。
There is a nice pastime with Srila Prabhupada in this regard.
关于这一点呢，有一个非常好的逍遥时光，就是有关于这个 Srila Prabhupada。
In the first years that Mayapur was established, the Mayapur temple was established.
这个是 Mayapur 庙宇建成的早期。
In 1974, 1975.
这是在1975年的时候。
And in those days, there was just Prabhupada hut, and devotees had started to build what is known as the Lotus Building.
那当时呢，其实唯一的建筑落成的是那个 Srila Prabhupada 的那个茅草屋。那个时候，奉献者们正在紧锣密鼓的造那个莲花楼。
So many devotees came from Europe and America to be with Prabhupada during the Gopurnim festival.
当时在 Gopurnim 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 显现日的那个节日期间，有许多奉献者从欧洲和美国来见这个 Srila Prabhupada.
And on a morning walk, Srila Prabhupada asked about one particular devotee.
那么就是有一天清晨在散步的时候 ，Srila Prabhupada 就问到了一位奉献者，询问了那个奉献者的情况。
And he asked, "Where is that devotee? I don't see him in that morning walk."
那么就是在那次清晨漫步的时候，他就问其他的奉献者说，那个奉献者在哪里？我没有看见他。
So the devotees explained, "Srila Prabhupada, you gave him instruction to distribute your books."
那个奉献者呢？那些奉献者就对 Srila Prabhupada 说，您给了他一个训谕，让他去派书。
So he did not come to India. He stayed back to distribute your books.
所以呢，他就没有来印度，他只留在这个当地去派发书籍了。
Prabhupada replied.
然后呢，当时那个 Srila Prabhupada 就回答说
，That is disciple.
他说，这就是名副其实的门徒。
The disciple was prepared to sacrifice having the association with his spiritual master by following the instruction of the spiritual master.
就是门徒为了要追随和执行灵性导师所给予他的训谕，甚至愿意放弃和灵性导师的联谊。
And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that these are all deep, loving affairs.
那 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 说呢，这都是非常深厚的爱的情感。
It's not easy to understand them.
不太容易理解。
Why Lord Chaitanya would take some devotees and he didn't want other devotees to come?
那为什么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就愿意带上某些奉献者，但是却拒绝其他的奉献者与他同行呢？
So it was always very difficult for devotees to understand the mind of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，要去理解 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的心，对于奉献者来说其实是很不容易的。
But ultimately, they knew that following Lord Chaitanya's instructions and satisfying his desire was above all other needs.
但是呢，终极而言，他们知道去满足主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的愿望，去执行他的这个训谕呢，要高于一切的需求，其他一切需求。
And、again, we see this so many times when Srila Prabhupada was spreading Krishna consciousness.
那么在 Srila Prabhupada 去传播 Krishna 知觉的过程当中，我们看到了许多与此类似的例子。
Last week was the festival of Ram Nomi.
上周呢是主 Ramachandra 的显现日 Ram Nomi.
And in 1975, on the festival of Ram Nomi, the Krishna Balaram Temple was officially opened.
那么就是在上世纪1975年的时候，就是在 Ram Nomi， 也就是主 Rama 的显现日上，那 Vrindavan 的这个 Krishna Balaram 庙宇呢正式落成开放。
And the reason why Srila Prabhupada chose that date, it's because the temple was supposed to be ready 6 months before that, but it was not ready.
那为什么 Srila Prabhupada 选择这一天来进行庙宇的这个落成典礼呢？是因为这个庙宇原本按照原计划应当是6个月之前就正式落成的，但是实际上就是晚了6个月了。
Prabhupada was convinced that the temple was ready to open, but when he arrived in Vrindavan, he looked at the devotee. He says, "Nothing is ready. We can't open this temple."
那在6个月之前 ，Srila Prabhupada 呢满怀。希望的就是来到了这个文大文，他满以为这个庙宇呢一切准备就绪，就是要准备正式的举行落成典礼了。但是奉献者却告诉他，其实很多都没有完成，就是还没有准备好呢。
And Prabhupada had invited hundreds of devotees. He had invited dignitaries, and he had to send them away.
那当时Srila Prabhupada已经邀请了几百位奉献者来参加这个盛大的典礼，也邀请了一些要人，但是呢，他就不得不告知他们这个变化。
It was embarrassing. Prabhupada was very upset.
所以说呢，当时对Srila Prabhupada来说是一个非常难堪的事情，所以Srila Prabhupada是非常的不高兴的。
So he told the devotees, I will come back in April and I want to open this temple for Ramachandra's appearance.
所以呢后来 Srila Prabhupada 就对奉献者说，那我四月份再来，在这个主 Ramachandra 的这个显现日上，我们要有一个正式的落成典礼。
And there were only a very small crew of devotees.
当时这个负责的这个奉献者其实只有少数的几个人。
But this time they took Srila Prabhupada's instruction very seriously.
但是呢，这一次呢，他们非常慎重的、谨慎的来对待这个 Srila Prabhupada 的这个训谕了。
And there were still so many things to do to finish the temple.
但是呢，这个庙宇还有很多很多的事情没有完成。
So the devotees got into a marathon.
所以呢，奉献者呢，实际上就开始了一个马拉松。
And they had over 100 workers working around the clock.
就是有100多位这个工人呢，通宵达旦的，日以继日的来工作。
And the devotees knew that Srila Prabhupada would come at this particular date.
而且呢，奉献者也知道 Srila Prabhupada 会在这一天到来。
But then Prabhupada changed the date.
但是 Srila Prabhupada 却改了这个日子。
He wanted to come 2 weeks early.
他想就是提前2个星期就到。
So, Prabhupada sent a telegram saying, "I am coming today at 7 o'clock in the evening."
所以呢，后来 Srila Prabhupada 就拍了一份电报，他说呢，我今天晚上7点抵达。
So the devotees had to do the work of 2 weeks within 10 hours.
所以呢，这样子呢，原本2个星期的这个工作，2个星期的活，奉献者就得压缩到10个小时之内完成。
When the spiritual master instructs the devotees to fulfill an instruction, then there's no limitation. How far can a devotee go to fulfill that instruction?
所以当一个灵性导师他给了一个门徒一定的这个训谕，要求他在一个特定的时间去完成某一项任务的时候，其实对于一个奉献者来说所激发出来的那种能力可以说是无限的。
And the temple was open on time.
然后呢， 然后这个庙宇就正式的开幕了。
For Prabhupada, it was a big victory.
对于 Srila Prabhupada 来说呢，就是一场巨大的胜利。
And Prabhupada did the exact same thing with the temple in Mumbai.
那孟买的这个庙宇呢，也是这样的。
And Prabhupada did the exact same thing with Mayapur.
Mayapur 的庙宇也是这样。
Just like Prabhupada did the exact same thing with the publication of the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
这就好像是 Chaitanya Charitamrita 这部经典当时出版的时候，这个经过的这个历程也是与此极其的类似的。
These were great golden opportunities for devotees to express their surrender to their spiritual master.
其实呢，这就是奉献者们他们全身心的去皈依自己的灵性导师的绝佳机会。
So we should feel inspired, and actually we should pray to be challenged, to be put into a position where we have an opportunity to express our surrender.
所以说呢，我们应当对这样的这种机会，应该要满怀的这个期待，而且是应当是深受鼓舞的。我们应当去渴望有这样的一种能够全然的去表达我们的皈依之情的机会。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his way to Bengal.
啊，那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，现在就在去孟加拉的路途上。
And the context of those travels is that the country was ruled by Muslims.
那么我们讲一下当时的这个背景，就是说Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他的这个途经的这些地方都是由穆斯林所统治的。
So they were stopped everywhere just to get permission to cross a river, get permission to cross a village.
所以当时就是得过一个一个的关卡，要得到这个穆斯林的这个通行证准许，才能够比如说过一条河呀，或者是穿越一个村庄呀。
Some Muslim rulers were favorable, some Muslim rulers were dangerous.
有的这些穆斯林的统治者呢是非常的善意的，有一些却是非常的危险。
So Lord Chaitanya was surrendered by people who knew how to do the negotiation.
那杰塔尼亚马哈帕布身边的这些人呢，都是知道怎么样去这个谈判的。
Finally, Lord Chaitanya arrived in the famous village of Ramuna.
最后呢，终于这个杰塔尼亚马哈帕布就来到了这个非常著名的村庄，叫 Ramuna.
So Ramuna, if you remember, that's where Lord Chaitanya stopped the first time he went to Puri. And he heard the story of Gopinath who stole the sweet rice.
那大家如果还记得的话，就知道这是铁塔尼亚马哈帕布最初第一次去到 Puri 的时候，在途中他所停下来的逗留过的一个村庄，就是在 Ramuna， 就是在这里呢，他听到了 Gopinath 神像偷走这个甜奶饭的这个故事。
So,just as Lord Chaitanya had asked Gadadhar Pandit to return to Puri, now he was asking Ramananda Roy to return to Puri.
那在之前呢，就像是他之前要求这个 Gadadhar Pandit 回 Puri 一样，那这一次到了现在呢，他就要求 Ramananda Roy 也回 Puri 去。
And it was unbearable for Ramananda Roy to think of being separated.
一想到和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu分离呢， Ramananda Roy 呢的内心呢就无法承受了。
He fell to the ground unconscious.
他就失去了知觉，昏迷在地上。
Lord Chaitanya picked him up and placed him on his lap.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢就把他扶起来，让他躺在自己的腿上。
And he began to cry.
于是呢，他就流下了眼泪。
Now we have to look at the deeper meaning of this.
那我们现在要探究一下其中的深意。
This is Lord Chaitanya in the role of Krishna who is trying to understand the mood of Radharani.
其实这个时候呢，是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这个 Radharani 的这个心中 不在 Krishna 的这个心态里面去了解 Radharani 对他的情感。
And Ramananda Roy is in the role of Vishakha Devi.
那 Ramananda Roy 呢？这个时候他是 Vishakha 的这个角色。
And Vishakha and Radharani are always together.
那 Vishakha 和 Radharani 呢，总是形影不离的在一起。
So this was very painful for Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，对于这个无论是 Ramananda Roy 呢，还是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来说呢，这都是难以忍受的痛苦。
And Krishnadas Kaviraj says, I cannot describe anything further.Because he's probably getting also very emotional.
那 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 呢，就是他在这里就说了一句话，他说我没有办法再叙述下去了，因为在这个时候他本人的这个心情呢，可能也是非常的激动。
Yes.
嗯。
Did you finish translating?
Because
let's not forget that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is also himself an eternal associate of Radha and Krishna in the form of a gopi.
因为我们不要忘记了，就是 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami， 他其实也是一个 gopi， 是Radharani 和 Krishna 这个身边的同友，这个是一位 gopi。
So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is gradually finding himself.Almost on his own.
那现在呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身边就的人，就是一个一个都走了，几乎只剩下了他自己。
But there are still some people to help him.
但是当时他身边还是有几个人在一路的这个辅助他。
He had local people, officers telling him, "You have to be careful. This is coming up very soon in the next village."This is going to happen when you cross that river.
那当时呢，也有一些村民，还有一些当地的一些官员，就会及时的告诉他，哦，接下来要遇到的什么样的事情，你经过这条河的时候有什么什么样的危险，要谨慎什么的。
So one officer told Lord Chaitanya, "You have to be careful, because if you cross a river, there is a Muslim ruler on the other side."And he's a really bad man.
那有一个官员就提前就提醒他说，你过了这条河以后呢，你一定要小心，因为对岸有一个穆斯林的这个官员，他是一个很坏的一个人。
So he said, "Don't travel further. Let us negotiate for you, and then we will secure a safe passage."
然后呢，他说呢，你就不要再往前走了，让我们。跟这个穆斯林的这个官员好好的谈一谈，能够打开一条安全的通道，让你安然无恙的经过。
So the Muslim ruler, what he did, because he knew that Lord Chaitanya was coming, he sent a spy.
那这个穆斯林的官员呢，他就知道这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来了，所以他就派了一个间谍。
So that the spy could find out exactly.Who is Lord Chaitanya and what his plans are?
就是想让这个间谍去窥视这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的真实的身份以及他的这个计划。
But the spy was caught in the net of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
但是呢，这个间谍却落入了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 仁慈的罗网。
As soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya, he couldn't believe.His own eyes, how beautiful and how transcendental Lord Chaitanya was.
那他一看到这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他简直就是无法相信自己的眼睛，因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是那么的美丽，那么俊美，那么的超然，简直是无与伦比。
So he went back to the ruler, to the Muslim ruler, and he said, "There is a saint, and he's traveling with all these people."And they are all liberated souls, and they can't help themselves. They are constantly chanting Hare Krishna.
所以呢，他就回去向这个穆斯林的这个官员禀报说，那这是其实来人是一位圣人，他身边也跟随着一些人，他们都是一些解脱了的这个灵魂，他们总是时时刻刻的在狂喜中唱诵 Hare Krishna 圣名。
And he said, not only that, but he is followed by millions upon millions of people who are all leaving their homes and they don't want to go back home. They want to be with him.
而且他说，这不仅如此，还有成千上万的人都一路的跟随着他，他们离开了家，都不愿意回去了，只想跟着他。
And they've all become mad. They chant, they dance, they roll on the ground, they cry.
他们都疯了，他们又唱又跳。他们在这个地上打滚，他们在大声的他们在大声的啼哭。
He said, "I cannot even explain or describe what I saw with my own eyes, and all I can conclude is that he is so effulgent that he must be the supreme personality of Godhead."
我简直无法描述我所见到的这番情景。因为他这个浑身都散发着这种光芒，我觉得他不是别人，就是至尊主、至尊人格首身。
And when the spy was reporting to his master about what he saw with his own eyes, he started to chant Hare Krishna. He started to laugh and cry and roll on the ground, and he became like a madman.
那这当这个间谍向这个穆斯林的这个长官去汇报他所见到的这个情形的时候，他也情不自禁的，就哭啊笑啊，在地上打滚呀，完全陷入到狂喜之中，就像疯了一样。
So then the Muslim ruler started to think twice.
这穆斯林的长官呢，就不得不再三思一下了。
So first he sent his spy, but now he sent his own secretary.
那他一开始呢，他是派去的是一个间谍，那这次呢，他就把自己的秘书给派出去了。
So now the secretary, who is it's a very high post in the government, he comes to see Lord Chaitanya.
那这个秘书呢，他是在这个政府里面是处在一个很高的职位，那么他现在呢，就亲自的来见这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了。
And the same thing happened.
那这个同样的事情再一次发生了。
As soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya, he paid his obeisances and started chanting the name of Krishna.
他就是一见到这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 就拜倒在这个地上，然后大声的去唱诵 Hare Krishna.
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
Just like.When Prabhupada would arrive in a temple,
就好比说，当时拉帕帕来到了一个庙宇的时候
，he would go through the airport.
他会经过这个机场。
And the devotees in public, they would just jump in the air, roll on the ground, cry, and pay obeisances. And the people used to watch the devotees; they could not understand who is this man.
那奉献者们呢，就会情不自禁地跳到半空中，或者是大声地，呼唤释迦牟尼佛的名字，然后有的时候就唱大声地唱诵，或者是在这个地上打滚，然后在机场上这么多的人，就是眼睁睁地看着奉献者，简直都无法相信自己的眼睛。
You can see this wonderful video clip of Prabhupada at the Ratha Yatra Festival in San Francisco.
那有一个片子你可以看到的，就是当时是在这个旧金山的 Ratha Yatra 弹车节，在可以看到释迦帕帕和奉献者在一起。
And there are thousands of people watching the parade.
当时呢，这个弹车在街上游行巡游。那就是有成千上万的人在街上都看到了这个情景。
And then Prabhupada stands up on the cart and he begins to jump in the air and the crowd goes completely mad.
那当时在这个弹车上呢，释迦牟尼佛就跳到了半空中，然后呢，整个的在下面的这个人群呢，都像疯狂了一样。
This is what Lord Chaitanya had explained to the devotees from Bengal, that you recognize a Vaishnava by how naturally he constantly chants the holy name of Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就是这样的去教导孟加拉的这些奉献者的，告诉他们怎么样去识别一位真正的奉献者。就是一个真正的奉献者，他是会自然而然的去唱诵主的圣名的。
Sometimes devotees, just by seeing the spiritual master, they begin to cry.
那有的时候奉献者只是见到了这个灵性导师就会忍不住流下眼泪。
So these symptoms are real.
所以呢这些征象都是非常的真实的。
So the secretary was so respectful to Lord Chaitanya, and then he told him, the Muslim governor sent me here.
那这个秘书呢他对 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu非常的尊重爱戴然后他说呢我是那个穆斯林的长官派到这里来的
And if you agree the governor will come to see you and then go back
然后他说呢如果你同意的话呢这个穆斯林的这个长官就会来见你然后再回去
This is very unusual for a Muslim ruler to do this
就是对于一个穆斯林的一个当地的统治者而言要做到这一点是其实是非常的罕见的
But this time the Muslim ruler was very eager to meet Lord Chaitanya
那这次呢这个穆斯林的这个官员呢他是迫不及待的想见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了
So this is not a trick to catch youThis is an honest proposal to express his gratitude because you are such a saintly person.
这其实并不是一个圈套，因为你是一个那么伟大的一位圣人，所以他专程来见你呢，是表达的他的这种感激和尊敬之情。
So the people who were helping Lord Chaitanya, they were amazed to hear this.
所以呢，就是。听到他这么一说和 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在一起的人都大吃一惊
They said this Muslim ruler is a drunkard He's a low class person How come he has changed his heart?
他说这个穆斯林的这个长官他是一个非常低等的一个人一个下等人他就是成天就是说酗酒成性的那种人他怎么就突然间他的内心就改变了呢
It must be due to the presence of Lord Chaitanya.
那一定是因为您 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 出现了。
And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Darshane Smarane Yatra Jagat Tarila. It means due to the presence of Lord Chaitanya, even due to remembering Lord Chaitanya, the whole world is liberated.
那在这里 Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami 他就说了一句话他说因为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的灵在甚至只是因为意念着他整个世界都会得到解脱
And Prabhupada explained in the purport he said this we have to understand this is the magic of the Krishna consciousness movement
那这个 Shilabhara 就在这个要旨他说呢他就说这是 Krishna 知觉的魔力所在
And he said, the most fallen, the most addicted people, they still get the mercy.
他说，即便是最堕落的人，最这个有最成上瘾的这些人，他们都会得到这个仁慈。
Which means all of us.
换句话说，就是我们所有的人都是属于这一类的。
If we look back at our conditions before we met the devotees, we were so.Fallen.
如果我们看一看我们遇到奉献者之前的那个状况的话呢，就会知道我们是多么的堕落呀。
So many sinful activities.
我们充满着罪恶的行径。
So many bad habits.
有太多的坏习惯了。
And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we get an opportunity to be elevated to the highest platform.
但是呢，因为 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈，我们就得到了一个机会能够上升到一个最高的层面
And this is the real miracle
而这就是真正的奇迹
Srila Prabhupada was always proud to exhibit his followers to the public by saying these people were the low class people in the world and now they are the highest class
Srila Prabhupada 经常是如此自豪地向公众去介绍他的这些门徒们说他们原本是这个社会当中最堕落的一群人但是他们现在呢就都成了非常高尚的人了
So now everybody was very excited to see how the Muslim governor is going to meet Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，现在呢，大家都非常的期待来看一看这个穆斯林的这个长官是怎么来见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的。
But those who were protecting Lord Chaitanya put a condition. They say he can come to see Lord Chaitanya, but don't bring any weapons.
啊，但是呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 身边的人呢，就警告说，他可以来看 Chaitanya， 来见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 但是不能身带武器。
So the Muslim governor came to see Lord Chaitanya, but he was dressed as a Hindu, not as a Muslim.
那这个穆斯林的这个总督啊，这个长官就来见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 了，但是他来的时候不是一身穆斯林的打扮，而是穿着印度教徒的。
And sure enough, as soon as he saw Lord Chaitanya, even from a distance, he fell to the ground, he began to cry, and he had ecstatic emotions.
那就是在这个意料之中，毫不出乎意料的，就是他一见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 哪怕是远远的才见到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就激动万分，流下了眼泪，然后他就狂喜的就倒在了这个地上。
This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. You will find this repeated all throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that anyone who came in physical contact, even from a distance, just to look at Lord Chaitanya, they would get pure love for Krishna.
那他立刻就拜倒在这个地上，向 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去顶拜了。那这样的这个逍遥时光在永恒的 Chaitanya 经里面，就是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的逍遥时光里是无所不在的，就是可以看到很多人，他们只是见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 他们就完全的被他的这个深深的吸引，被他的仁慈所笼罩了，所以就纷纷的都皈依了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
So the governor's servant somehow or other they grabbed him and brought him in front of Lord Chaitanya。
那这个穆斯林总督的这个仆人呢，就把他扶起来了。把他扶到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的跟前。
And the governor was so humble.
然后呢，这个长官他就是非常非常的谦卑了。
And he asked Lord Chaitanya, "Why was I born in a Muslim family?"
他就询问 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一个问题：为什么我会出生在一个穆斯林的家庭呢
？This is not a high birth.
这不是一种高贵的出身。
Why wasn't I given the opportunity to be born in a Vaishnava family?
为什么我没有机会出生在一个 Vaishnava 的家庭中呢？
If I had taken birth in a Vaishnava family, it would be so easy for me to stay close to your lotus feet.
那如果说我能有幸出生在一个 Vaishnava 的家庭中，那我就可以离你的莲花足很近很近了。
Now my body is useless. I would rather die now in front of you.
但是我现在的身体真是毫无用处，我还不如就死在你的面前。
Well, the devotees were in ecstasy to hear this.
那在听到这一席话呢，奉献者们呢都狂喜无比。
And the Muslim governor grabbed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and began to offer prayers.
那这个穆斯林的总督就抓住主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的莲花足，就向他献上了祷文。
He said, "Chandala pavitrayandra shrinam shravane hena tomara ejiva phaile darshane." Simply by hearing your holy name, a chandala, the lowest of men, can be purified. Now, these conditioned souls are receive your personal interview.
然后他的意思就是说呢，他说只是聆听到您的圣名，一个 chandala， 也就是最低等、最低下的人也会得到净化。那现在呢，这个受局限的灵魂就已经亲眼的见到了您，也就是说得到了您的达赏。
So we should understand by this that once we come in contact with Krishna consciousness,
那通过这一点我们就知道呢，一旦我们接触到了 Krishna 知觉，
that we associate with the devotees,
我们和奉献者联谊了，
that we taste Krishna prasadam,
我们品有幸品尝到了 prasada。
That we chant the holy name of Krishna。
我们有幸唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
That we read the Srimad Bhagavatam。
我们有幸去阅读圣典波伽瓦堂。
That we see the wonderful form of the deities。
我们有幸能够见到神像的美丽的形象。
There is no turning back。
那就没有回头路了。
We are set on our way back to the spiritual world.
我们就被送上了通往灵性世界的路途。
So, the Muslim ruler said it is no surprise that just by being with you, anything is possible.
所以呢，这个穆斯林的总督他说呢，就是只要和你在一起，一切皆有可能。
And then he recites another verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam.
然后接下来呢，他又诵读了一段来自圣典博伽瓦坛的诗节。
Yan namadeya shravananu kirtanad yat pravanya yat smarana apikvachit svado pi sadhya savanaya kalpate kuta punaste bhagavanu darshanat. To say nothing of the spiritual advancement of persons who see the Supreme Person face to face. Even a person born in a family of dog eaters become immediately eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices if he once utters the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or chants about him, hears about his pastime, offers him obeisances, or even remembers him.
这段话的意思就是说，一位出生在石狗家庭中的人，只要他能够发出至尊人格神首的圣名，或者是唱诵有关他的逍遥时光，聆听他的逍遥时光，向至尊人格首神顶拜，或者仅仅是意念他。那都立刻获得了去从事伟达祭祀活动的这个资格，更不用说那些能够面对面的看到至尊者的人了，他们的灵性的这个进步呢，是完全得到了保证的。
So this verse is to show thatIt doesn't take much for someone to take up Krishna consciousness.
那这段诗节的意思就是说，一个人若要获得 Krishna 知觉的话，其实并没有太高的要求。
The main issue is how to remain in Krishna consciousness.
那现在这个问题的关键是怎么样能够保持在 Krishna 知觉中。
And Srila Prabhupada was very, very protective of his.Followers, the devotees who used to join Krishna consciousness from every countries.
那Srila Prabhupada 他是一直的非常保护那些在不同的这些世界上的各个的国家里面去脱避于 Krishna 知觉的人的。
Because as we just mentioned, all the people who came to Krishna consciousness by Prabhupada's mercy came from very, very low backgrounds.
就是说他的这些追随者他是非常保护的，因为我们知道就是他的这些追随者们，当年的这些追随者们其实都是来自于比较这个出身低下的这种家庭，都是比较低下的家庭。
And therefore Prabhupada sometimes would get criticized.
所以呢有的时候呢Srila Prabhupada 他就受到了来自各个方面的指责。
How come he is giving initiation to these low class people?
但有的人就批评他说，怎么能够给这么低等的人启迪呢？
How come he is making these low class people into brahmanas?
他怎么能够把这么低下的人，就是变成婆罗门呢？
But Prabhupada had a very, very strong standing on this point. that it doesn't matter where you come from, if you begin to chant Hare Krishna, you are automatically placed on the highest platform.
那 Srila Prabhupada 他有一个非常坚决的主张，就是说一个人不管他是来自于一个什么样的家庭背景或者是出生，他只要去唱诵主 Krishna 的这个圣名的话，他自动的就上升到了最高的境界。
So Lord Chaitanya became very pleased with the Muslim ruler, and he just said, he glanced at him with such a merciful glance, and he said, just chant the name of Krishna.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是对于这个穆斯林的这个种族是非常的仁慈的，所以说呢，他就是用非常仁慈的眼光，瞥视了他的一眼。就对他说，只要去唱诵 Hare Krishna，
唱诵 name of Krishna，
他说唱诵 Krishna 的名字就好了。
And the Muslim governor said, since you have so kindly accepted me, please give me an order so that I can render some service to you。
那这个穆斯林的长官，这总督就接下来就说呢，你这么仁慈的接受了我，现在。请给我训谕吧，好让我去为您做出一些奉献服务。
In other words, by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one develops the desire to render service.
那换句话说，就是通过唱诵主 Krishna 的这个圣名的话，一个人他就油然而生一种服务的愿望。
Therefore, when we get the mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy of the Vaishnavas,We should reciprocate by offering devotional service.
所以呢，当我们一旦获得了灵性导师或者是奉献者的仁慈的时候，我们就要以奉献服务来回报他们。
This entire story, this whole episode between Lord Chaitanya and the Muslim, is to prove the power of the holy name of Krishna.
那么整个的这一段就是说有关于。这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和穆斯林这个总督之间的这个故事，其实就是为了说明一点，要去证明唱诵主的圣名的无比的力量。
Now the Muslim governor had turned into a Vaishnava, and he was begging to be forgiven for all the sinful reactions that he had accumulated all these years.
那这个现在的这个穆斯林的总督呢，就被 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 转变成了一个 Vaishnava 奉献者，所以他现在就恳求 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 能够帮助他，能够从就是能够洗掉他的在这些年里面累积的那些罪恶活动，能够让他就是得到宽恕和原谅。
And what sort of activities?
那他做过什么样的一些活动呢？
He was envious of the Brahmanas, he was envious of the Vaishnavas, and he was killing cows.
他曾经如此的记恨婆罗门，妒忌这个婆罗门，还有呢，就是。Vaishnava 奉献者也杀了无数的奶牛。
Now that the emotions had settled,
那现在呢，他们的情绪都平复了。
They needed something practical.
那现在呢，就是他们需要做一些非常实际的事情了。
They needed to get Lord Chaitanya across the river.
那他们现在呢就得让这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 过河，安然无恙的过河。
So they told the Muslim governor that you need to help Lord Chaitanya to move forward on his travels now.
所以呢，就是他们就对这个穆斯林的长官这种都说呢，你现在得帮助 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 过河，能够继续他的这个行程。
In other words, you got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you got the mercy of the Vaishnava, now do something practical.
那现在就是说呢，你现在既然已经得到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈，得到了 Vaishnava 奉献者的仁慈，那你现在就得实际的做些什么了。
You wanted to receive an order? This is the order. Get Lord Chaitanya into a safe journey to Bengal.
那你现在你不是想要得到一些训谕吗？现在这个训谕已经给了你了，就是让你好好的这个帮助 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 让他安然无恙的 回到这个孟加拉。
So what came out of this meeting was that the Muslim governor and those who were protecting Lord Chaitanya, they became very good friends.
那么这个他们这一次的这个会面的这个结果，就是保护切塔尼亚马哈帕布的人和这个穆斯林的这个总督这个长官呢，就结为了好友。
So Lord Chaitanya was able to cross the river safely.
那这样的切塔尼亚马哈帕布就安全的过了河。
The Muslim governor received him, worshipped his lotus feet.
那穆斯林的这个总督呢，就迎接了他，服务了他的莲花族。
And there was a beautiful boat with a room inside the boat, and Lord Chaitanya was taking rest there.
那他们就安排了一艘非常舒适的大船，里面还有船上还有一个船屋。那切塔尼亚马哈帕布呢，就在这个里面歇息。
And Lord Chaitanya again, he had to ask some of the devotees to please go home.
那这个时候呢，切塔尼亚马哈帕布再一次要求他身边的一些奉献者回家。
Now the Muslim governor, he is in power and he is a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, so he is jumping at the opportunity to do all sorts of services.
那现在呢，这个穆斯林的这个总督他已经成为了一位 Vaishnava 奉献者，所以呢，他非常的迫切的想为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 做一些服务，所以可以说他是一个机会都不愿意放过。
He said, because on the road and on the river there are so many pirates and thieves who can attack you.
他说呢，这个路上呢有很多的这个强盗啊，还有窃贼啊，他们随时都会来攻击你。
I mean, this is a big affair. You can imagine a movie made out of this. The Muslim governor, he had 10 boats full of soldiers just for Lord Chaitanya to cross the river.
所以你可以想想这样的一个情景啊，就好像是一部大片一样的，就是这个穆斯林他这个总督他安排了十艘大船，上面坐满了士兵，就是为了来护卫这个切塔尼亚马哈帕布安全的渡河。
He said, this place is very dangerous. I have to be with you. I'm going to make sure my soldiers will protect you.
然后他就对切塔尼亚马哈帕布说呢，这个地方危机四伏，我必须得安排这些士兵一路的护送你。
But this is interesting because Lord Chaitanya was walking barefoot with practically no clothes on. There was nothing to steal.
那实际上这个也非常的有意思，因为切塔尼亚马哈帕布他其实一直在徒步而行，而且他身上几乎也没有披上什么衣服，所以说他其实没有什么可被偷的。
Actually, this is everybody getting an opportunity to be with Lord Chaitanya.
其实这只不过是这些人都想有机会和切塔尼亚马哈帕布在一起吧。
Now again, Lord Chaitanya is telling the Muslim governor, now it's time for you to go home.
那这一次呢，就是切塔尼亚马哈帕布再一次的对这个穆斯林总督说，你现在可以回家了。
So one by one, people, they come to be with Lord Chaitanya, they get his mercy, but he has to move on and they have to go back to their normal life, and it's very painful.
所以呢，他们这些人，他们就一个一个的来到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身边，得到他的训谕，服务于他。然后呢， Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 得继续的他的这个行程，而他们呢也被切塔尼亚马哈帕布劝说打道回府回家，所以这对他们来说是非常非常的痛苦的。
So everyone got some mercy from Lord Chaitanya.
所以每一个人都得到了切塔尼亚马哈帕布的仁慈。
Even the boatman,
就是连船夫也不例外。
When Lord Chaitanya told the boatman to go back to his home, Lord Chaitanya gave him some of his clothes.
那当这个切塔尼亚马哈帕布把这个船夫打发回家的时候，他就把他的一件衣服给了这个船夫。
Can you imagine getting some of the clothes of Lord Chaitanya?
你可以想象一下吗？得到切塔尼亚马哈帕布的衣服。
In Mayapur, you can see his shoes.
在 Mayapur, 你可以看到他的鞋。
Just like devotees, some devotees managed to get some of Prabhupada's Mahaprasadam.
那就好像有一些奉献者想方设法的得到了，Srila Prabhupada 的一些 Mahaprasadam.
But most of Prabhupada's belonging are kept in his quarters, either in America or in India.
但是大多数的施拉帕帕曾经用过的物品都珍藏在美国或者是在印度。
So many of Prabhupada's personal things are in Mayapur, in Vrindavan, in Bombay.
施拉帕帕呢，他有很多的私人的这个物品都是珍藏在了 Mayapur, Vrindavan, 或者是孟买。
Or in Los Angeles.
或者在洛杉矶。
Or in New York.
纽约。
And devotees also kept personal things that Prabhupada gave them.
那奉献者们也都珍藏着一些来自释迦牟尼佛的这个私人的这个礼物。
For example, some devotees, they had a tooth from Prabhupada's mouth.
比如说有一些奉献者呢，就珍藏着释迦牟尼佛的牙齿。
Two devotees got one tooth each.
有两个奉献者，他们每个人都得到了释迦牟尼佛的一颗牙。
Prabhupada used to pull his own teeth out.
释迦牟尼佛他曾经就是经常自己把那个牙给拔下来的。
Because he was an old man, you know, the teeth were not very solid.
他已经老了，所以那个牙齿都松动了。他有的时候就自己把那个牙给拔了。
So one tooth was kept by Tamal Krishna Goswami.
其中有一颗牙呢被 Tamal Krishna Goswami保存了起来。
And one tooth was kept by Hari Suri Prabhu.
然后还有一颗牙齿呢，在这个 Hari Suri Prabhu 那里。
So the tooth of Tamal Krishna Goswami is in his samadhi.
Tamal Krishna Goswami 所珍藏的那一颗牙，现在就在他的 samadhi 里。
You understand? Gurudev was buried with Prabhupada's tooth around his neck in a kavacha.
那就是说是Gurudev 呢，他被埋葬到他的 samadhi 墓冢中的时候，施拉帕帕的这个牙就在他脖子上戴的这 kavacha 里。
Yes. So we have to understand also the personal things that belong to the pure devotee are worshipable.
所以说呢，那些纯粹的奉献者的非常私人的那些物品是值得我们去崇拜的。
So finally Lord Chaitanya arrived in a famous village of Panihati.
那最终呢，这个终于 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就来到了这个著名的村庄叫 Panihati.
So in Panihati, it's not far from Mayapur.
Panihati 这个地方呢离 Mayapur 不远。
So when the devotees started hearing that Lord Chaitanya was arriving, the news spread everywhere.
那当奉献者们听到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 即将抵达的消息的时候，这个消息立刻就传遍了这个四方。
So we will see what happened when Lord Chaitanya arrives in Navadvip.
那接下来我们要了解的就是当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 抵达了 Navadvip 的时候发生了一些什么。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 那我们今天的这个讲课就到这里结束了。因为是提前的录音，所以呢大家如果有问题的话可以打字发上来，我们下一周这个星期三讲课的时候再来回答。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Kashadesh Yatra ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.
Hari Hari Bo. 百坤达之音服务源于聆听。亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的其他两经就讲到这里结束了。我们现在讲到的是其他两 Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十六章。下周同一时间再见。祝大家度过充满着 Krishna 知觉的一天。 Hare Krishna.